Hello, I'm allegedly Andrew Heaton, and you're watching Fake News, Mostly Weekly. This week, the internet is abuzz with talk about Roy Moore. In fact, I believe we have footage of some of the public's reactions.
Masks of the indicated sizes are chosen and fitted.
Republican Roy Moore is gunning for the U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, a seat still sticky from where Jeff Sessions hid his hard candy. So far, 9 women have come forward to accuse Moore of sexual misconduct, several of whom were minors at the time. If he'd been convicted, Moore could have faced a prison sentence of up to 10 years, which may not be the first time Moore has exposed himself to something of up to 10 years.
Heyo!
Roy Moore has so far denied all the allegations, though he has suggested he would be happy to spend some time in juvie. Really? All right. I'm not here to tell you whether Moore is guilty or not, but I can tell you that Roy Moore is guilty of molesting our freedom. He's diddling our democracy, and he's inviting Rule of Law up to his hotel room for a massage and a movie deal. So here are 13 non-pedophile reasons why you can hate Roy Moore. He's a terrible judge. On 2 separate occasions, the Alabama Court of Judiciary unanimously defrocked Moore. At last, the defrocker has become the defrockee. The court deemed Moore grossly inconsistent with his duties and incomplete, misleading, and manipulative in their unanimous vote to defrock him. Unanimous. Courts are never unanimous. The Supreme Court wasn't even unanimous about whether or not to legalize butt stuff. Roy Moore is a terrible judge because he doesn't actually believe in upholding the law unless he personally agrees with it. Being a judge who refuses to uphold laws is like being a bird watcher who refuses to watch birds. What is the point of you? Moore thinks the Bible supersedes the Constitution and that God is the, quote, only source of our law, liberty, and government, end quote. So let's say that we ghost the Founding Fathers, burn the Constitution, and say screw it to a 200-year-old consensus, and we decide to merge church and state. Well, who's church? It's not like there's, 8,000 different Protestant denominations with their own interpretations of the Bible. And look, I'm not anti-religion. I love Christianity. I love what you did with Western civilization. It's terrific. But we have separation of church and state for good reason. The first time Moore got defrocked, it was for unveiling a 5-ton Ten Commandments monument inside the state judicial building. In 2005, he authored the Constitution Restoration Act, which would empower Congress to remove any judges who failed to uphold God's law. You know who else thinks that God is the only source of law? That cab driver. Moore is so untied to reality or facts that he believes Sharia law governs parts of the country. According to Moore,
there are communities under Sharia law right now in our country. Up in Illinois, there's Sharia law, as I understand it, in Illinois, Indiana, up there.
When asked how he knew that, he said,
I was informed.
Because that's what we want in a judge. No concern for reality. And I don't know what Moore's complaining about when his principles overlap with radical Islam quite nicely. Moore is a homophobe. Moore described homosexuality as
abhorrent, immoral, detestable, a crime against nature.
You'd think, for a guy with such a penchant for leather vests, he'd be more open to the gays. Moore not only defied the Supreme Court's 2015 ruling on gay marriage, he instructed Alabama's probate judges to do the same. Roy Moore is quoted as saying, maybe Putin is right with his opposition to gay marriage. Quick note, when you start a sentence with maybe Putin is right, you're wrong. Unless the sentence ends with, about to drop a sick beat. Hit it! And to round it out, here's a quick list of other reasons Roy Moore is a human HPV virus. He taught a class discouraging women from running for office. He's referred to people as reds and yellows. He thinks the pedophilia accusations are pushed by homosexuals and socialists. Accepted money from a neo-Nazi group. Said gay marriage was worse than slavery. Wouldn't rule out the death penalty for gays. Wants to rescind free trade agreements. Anti-immigrant. Believes Obama wasn't born in America. Believes 9/11 is God's punishment for legalizing sodomy and abortion. So, in summation, Roy, want some candy more, is pretty much the closest thing we have to an American Taliban. And finally, if all of those reasons weren't enough to convince you that Roy Moore is a petty tyrant and therefore a bad person, there's no way he's not a pedophile.